Good evening, reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, July 30th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Casting is now complete for The Hills of California, the new play by Jez Butterworth, arriving on Broadway early this fall. A 9-person ensemble and 6 understudies round out the company. They will join the previously announced Laura Donnelly, Leanne Best, Ophelia Lovibond, Helena Wilson, Nancy Alsup, Sophia Alley, Lara McDonnell, and Nicola Turner. Of the 9 ensemblists, 6 of them will be making their Broadway debuts. The Hills of California is directed by Sam Mendes. Previews begin September 11th at the Broadhurst Theater prior to a September 29th official opening. The limited run concludes on December 8th. Tickets are now on sale at telecharge.com. Newly crowned Tony winner Shayna Taub is temporarily exiting Suffs, her passion project of a musical, in the fall. She was recently cast as Emma Goldman in a forthcoming New York City Center revival of Ragtime to run from October 30th through November 10th as part of the venue's Encores series. In a recent interview with The Observer, Taub said, "I'll be out for most of those 2 weeks, but I'm excited that on election night and on the Wednesday matinee the day after the election, they're not having Ragtime performances, so I can do Suffs those 24 hours. No matter what happens, it will be quite an intense and emotional place to be." Taub currently plays the activist Alice Paul in Suffs and won 2 Tonys for her book and original score. Suffs currently plays at the Music Box Theater. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, July 28th. For a 6th straight week, The Outsiders has set a new box office record at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater. It recently took in over $1.46 million at a whopping average ticket price of $174, an average which trailed only The Lion King and Cabaret last week. Most shows saw a slight rise in their grosses. Despite dropping $2,000, Oh Mary found itself in the million-dollar club for a 2nd straight week. The limited run at the Lyceum is shaping up to be a solid summertime hit. And 2 familiar faces return to Moulin Rouge. Aaron Tveit and JoJo buoyed a $310,000 surge at the Al Hirschfeld to over $1.36 million. Although just 25 shows ran last week and cumulative gross was down by less than half a percentage point, nearly 96% of Broadway seats were filled. Theatergoers paid an average ticket price of $130. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.